As the Lord may be pleased to help us, I would direct you to the psalm that we read, Psalm 22, and the first verse. Oh, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Whenever I stand in this pulpit, I come with a sense of the Lord's mercy and goodness to the most unfit of his ministers and his people. This pulpit was the first pulpit that I preached in as a whole Sunday when I was sent into the ministry 10 years ago. This pulpit was the first pulpit that I stood in other than from my own place when the Lord brought me back from that stroke 2 years ago. And I, each time that I stand before you, I have to try in my feeble way to give God thanks from my heart. Oh, I trust that it is. Now, dear friend, have we got a God? Have you got a God? David, in this psalm, is speaking by the authority and by the blessed spirit in the prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very deep psalm. But I believe this, dear friend, that the Lord's people will be brought into this psalm in experience. As we go along, I trust that the Lord will open it up, not only for to consider the trouble that David was in, but also that trouble that afflicted the Lord Jesus, and the trouble that afflicts the Lord's people But the word begins, "My God, my God." Dear friends, may I ask again, have you got this God to go to? This language is the language of one that has known a little, just a little, of what it is to have communion between their souls and God. Dear friends, if you know nothing of communion with God, he's not your God as yet. It is my desire for each and every one of you here this morning to be brought into this exercise, for that's what it is. What does Miss Steele say in the hymn? Well, I can't remember exactly. My memory is very poor now. But she says in essence this, "Oh my, I call thee mine." Now that is the desire in the heart. We cannot always say this, "God, my God." But there are times that you have been able to say it, and you've said it by the Blessed Spirit. And when was that? When the Lord exercised you. Exercised you in your heart, in your soul, and David knew this exercise. My God, my God. Look back, dear friend, in your past life, where have there not been places where you've said, "Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, have mercy upon me." Can you go to your friends and say that? Can you get that from books? No, no. You see, this is the exercise in a child of God by the Spirit. They are exercised into prayer. Prayer. They need a God. You see, if you're a self-righteous Pharisee, you'll look at everybody else and you'll say, "Well, I'm no different from them. I do what I can. I live uprightly. I help my neighbors," and so on. How good that is. But that will not stand at the day of judgment. It is what Christ has done in your soul that matters. That will stand. It'll stand the fire, the flood. And that gold that is put in the heart by the Blessed Spirit will shine. Shine in these exercises that the Lord will bring upon his people. Ah, oh, dear friend, have you got a God? This God, David's God. You have to bring all your trouble to him, don't you? Can anybody else help you? Does anybody else understand you? You're a riddle to yourself, let alone anybody else. And you have to come like that, don't you? Lord, undertake for me. Make me what thou wouldest have me be. Make me right and keep me right. That's how you come, don't you? Who else can do that? Who else can heal your guilty soul? Who else can forgive sin? Who else can make you meet for heaven? Who else can uphold and strengthen you day by day? Who else can give you that love? The love of Christ. Shed abroad in the heart. Dear friends, if you know something of that, you're being able to say, my God, my God. So may I ask that question again? Have you good reason, like David, to say, my God? Because, dear friends, if you say that by the Holy Spirit, I believe he is your God. You love him because he first loved you. And it is that love that will draw you, as it did to David, drew him to the throne of grace. And this is a prayer. This is a prayer of David. It's an urgent prayer, an earnestness in prayer. He was in trouble. Now, dear friend, are you in trouble this morning? There's somebody here that is in trouble. There's somebody here that is seeking in the same way it was that David sought. Lord, to whom else can I go? Thou art my God. Lord, tell me that thou art my God. And I come to thee as such. O God, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I want to speak this in this way. I know you may, one of you may be saying, well, you should speak about the Lord's sufferings. As the Lord may be pleased to help us, we will. But I want to set the foundation in this way, that the Lord brings his people this way because they have to walk out the way that the Master went. To have a little fellowship in his sufferings. Well, dear friend, where are you this morning? Why hast thou forsaken me? Your God has gone feelingly. And what have you got in his place? Destitution, unbelief, sorrow. You've got the devil at your elbow telling you that you're a diseased. No, I can't quite say that. Deceived character. That's what he's saying. You, a sinner like you, would God have mercy upon you? Would he be your God? Dear friend, you see, you can't see at this moment the sweetness that he is your God. And you have to talk, you hear what the devil says and you say, well, yes, I know. I know I'm a sinner. But you see, there's hope here. Do you feel to be the very worst? Do you? The Lord Jesus came to save the very worst of sinners. There's only one sin that God cannot forgive, and that is the sin against the Holy Ghost. You say, well, the devil has told me that as well. And oh, it's a great burden to me that I have sinned that sin. Dear friends, if it's a burden to you, you've never sinned it. No, you are. You have never done that, and you never will. God does not bring his people into this text to damn them. He brings them into this text, dear friends, to give them life. But at this moment, you cannot feel it or see it. You feel to be dead. Dead. In all things. You feel to be dead in prayer. You feel to be dead in the house of God. You feel to be dead in the reading of his word, in meeting amongst his people. You feel as though you shouldn't be amongst them for fear of tainting them. Well, this may be strange to some of you. But I can tell you this, that this is the way that the Lord will teach and bring his people. Well, dear friends, are you in that place today when you wonder whether anything has been done in your soul? There may be those before me that are feasting upon the love of God. Well, dear friend, we would rejoice with you. But if you're feasting under the blessed effects of the love of God into your soul, you have come out of this text and a new song has been put in your heart. Praise unto him. But where were you before you had that blessing? You were in this text, weren't you? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you feel to be dead? No spark of divine life in your soul. And you wonder whether you've known anything of the call by grace. And that you've known anything of the love of God toward you. You do not feel to be a gracious character. In fact, you feel to be the very worst and the least in this place. What a blessed place to be in. You sigh? A better, blessed place? Yes. Because, dear friend, you're nothing in self. You're being humbled under the mighty hand of God. You've got nothing to bring in and of yourself. You are clinging at alone upon Christ. In this way, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? I need thee now. I need thee to come and speak peace and pardon into my soul. Lord, I want thee to come and tell me that thou hast begun with me, that this is thy work. Lord, I want thee to show me that thou hast called me by thy grace, that thou hast loved me with an everlasting love, that thou hast pardoned my sin, that thou hast given me a hope in thy mercy. Why hast thou forsaken me? Dear friend, you're bringing into question your whole being. But in this desire, this earnest prayer, that why hast thou forgotten me? This prayer, dear friends, is a prayer unto God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And in this desire and this prayer, dear friend, in those things that we have mentioned to you, you see, you're seeking for a confirmation of the work of grace right through from the beginning right to the end of your journey here. This prayer is unto God the Father. Lord, hast thou called me by thy grace? Am I a child of thine? You see, this is the urgency. Lord, was it right at the beginning? This is the earnest in the soul. Lord, because it wasn't, if it wasn't right at the beginning, it won't end right. But then there's that desire in the soul, isn't there? Lord, if I have not loved before, help me to begin today at this very hour. At this very hour, Lord, deal with me. Deal with me. And you'll say this, and you'll mean it. Lord, whatever it costs me, deal with me. Why hast thou forsaken me? And then this prayer is unto the Lord Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, to the Son. Didst thou come and die for me? Didst thou come and suffer, bleed and die for me? Is my sin put away? Lord, am I accepted in the Beloved? Is my treasure above? Is it in thee, Lord Jesus? Because if I'm not in thee, I'm a lost character. Oh, give me to see and feel that thou art mine, that thou didst come to save my poor soul. And this is a prayer unto the Blessed Spirit. Lord, hast thou not shown me a little of what I am? Lord, I feel to be a sinner of the deepest dye. Wilt thou leave me there? Hast thou not given me a little hope? Hast thou not revealed a little of the sweetness of God's name, the sweetness of being in Christ? Hast thou not opened up the blessed word to my understanding so that I have had to think upon his name. Not great things, you see. To think upon his name. Have there not been those times when I felt a little love drawn out of my heart unto God? Was this thy work, blessed Spirit? You see, this is what it is to be exercised in this text, dear friend. Why hast thou forsaken me? David came out of this text. If you read the 30th Psalm, you read that. But it was necessary for David to go into this path. It was necessary for the Church of God. It was necessary for your soul, dear friend, for your soul. And it was necessary to show forth that the people of God will walk in the same path in their measure as their God. God the Son. Now this word, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This was the words of Christ upon the cross, and he felt to be forsaken, dear friend, forsaken of his God. And I feel sure of this, that he the Father withdrew his divine presence for this reason. Christ was made sin for his people. Not his sin, but the sins of his people. And as God looked upon Christ, upon that cross, he veiled his sight. He saw him as a sinner. But you say, God the Father was satisfied with that sweet sacrifice of the blood, sufferings and obedience of Christ. And he had to walk through it, dear friend, because he has gone before his people in all things. Now this is what it is, dear friend, to be walking in the way that your master has gone, so that you may have a sweet sympathy with Christ. Do you know a little of this, dear friend? You see, we can read the word of God concerning the sufferings of Christ. We might shed a tear, but oh, to be brought into it by experience. And dear friends, in this pathway, I believe you'll know what it is to have a gracious sympathy between your soul and Christ, because he's been this way for you. Yes, he has. And he'll bring you out of it. I'm sure of this. You say, why are you so sure? Because I believe. I walked it out. Yes. If you have a little view, dear friends, of what Christ suffered upon the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, you'll be enabled to say, Lord, thou hast been this way. Lord, am I worthy to be walking in thy path? And you'll be being given that gracious contentment to await his time. He'll bring you out. But you'll be given that contentment. You feel in this place to be in the hand of God. Well, the time is nearly gone. It has gone. May we be enabled to take this home and meditate upon it. There's so many other things that we would bring before you. But as the Lord may be pleased to lay it upon the heart again, may we be able to take it up to his honour and glory. Dear friend, that may be in this place this morning. He doesn't bring you into this place to damn you, to send you into hell. No, no. He brings you into this place to shed abroad his love in your heart, so that you may love him in return. Amen.
Their service with him 299. If but a single moment's space, my Lord himself withdraws, dark clouds and storms come on apace, and debts and broken laws. 299.
cast a mantle of thy forgiving love over all that has been amiss in this service, and do watch over us and keep us in the interval of service, and do come up with us this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.